Stop two, snowy owls. 5 feet away from the fence is the snowy owl enclosure. The enclosure is about 50 feet wide, 35 feet deep, 12 feet high, and is closed at the top. The ground is covered in round river gravel. There are several upright dead trees and logs at different heights to serve as perches. A small living evergreen tree and a shaded perch high in the upper right corner provide shade and cover. A cast concrete and stone water basin on the left side of the enclosure provides water for bathing and drinking. Standing a foot and a half tall and covered with glowing white feathers, snowy owls are one of the most breathtaking birds in North America. Snowy owls are well adapted for the extreme conditions found in their Arctic home. Their white feathers provide camouflage against the snow, while their toes are covered with a dense coat of feathers. Their stocky build also helps them to conserve precious body heat during the cold of winter. Adult male snowy owls are nearly pure white, while females are streaked with brown. Snowy owls spend their summers defending their nesting territories on the tundra, which rings around the North Pole. They warn each other away by making high-pitched, slurred whistles or sharp sounds which have been compared to a duck's quack or a dog's bark. Trees do not exist on the tundra nesting grounds. Nests are simply a depression kicked into the ground, possibly lined with a little grass, feathers, or moss. 4 to 9 eggs are cared for by the female until they hatch. The female's darker feathers help her hide the nesting area from hungry foxes and other predators. The male helps his mate by catching and delivering food to the hungry babies. Snowy owl hatchlings need a lot of food since they will grow as large as their parents in only 50 to 60 days. So what's an Arctic bird doing in Massachusetts? Every winter, some but not all of these birds trade Arctic snowdrifts for the coastal New England sand dunes because of its location, terrain, and adequate food supply. Boston's Logan Airport is a common stopping point for these magnificent birds. Humans have been trying for decades to find a pattern to their southward wanderings, but with no success. Unlike a true migration, these southward journeys have no definite destination. The snowy owl's wandering behavior still remains a mystery. Since 1981, the Blue Hills Trailside Museum has been working in partnership with the United States Geological Survey to solve some of the mystery of the snowy owl's migration patterns. In order to identify the migration routes of these birds, tiny satellite transmitters are attached to selected wild owls wintering at Logan International Airport. For more information about this project, log on to www.massaudubon.org, click on Birds and Birding, and then click on Snowy Owl Project.
To hear navigational instructions to stop 3, continue listening. Or to skip the instructions, press 3. Now follow the guide rope another 10 feet to a solid wood gate, which will be in front of you. Follow this gate to your right about 20 feet, where the guide rope will continue to your left. Follow briefly to stop 3.